Okay, good morning, good morning. God of our Ashes, weekly devotional. I've been a little off schedule lately with lots of things going on, but today is May 20th. John 16:16 was what the Lord put on my heart today, and then when I went to read it, I was kind of confused because John 16:16 says, "In a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me." And this is Jesus talking to the disciples about the work of the Holy Spirit. And to be perfectly transparent, I didn't really quite follow. I don't know if you ever feel that way, that you just aren't following, that you're not getting it, that you have more questions than answers, and as you seek answers, you seem to become a little bit more confused sometimes, and it's not always easy. We'll just put it that way. So let me just pray here, and we'll get on track. So Father God, thank you for this time, and thank you that we can come to your word, that we can come to you, that you made a way, that you've given us tools, and that you invite us to seek and use these tools. We ask your Holy Spirit to come into this place and into the minds of the people listening and praying. Come, Holy Spirit, and just fill us up each day. Just tap us on the shoulder each morning and remind us to come to you. Thank you for always being there for us, for being our friend, our Father, our Savior, our Lord, our protector, our provider, our companion, our peace, our reassurance, our joy, our example. And I thank you that you invite us into a conversation and a relationship with you. We don't have to do anything or go through anyone else, but just choose to come to you, that you love us. You gave us free will. You planted the truth in our hearts when you created us. Help us to recognize those things that align with your truth, and to focus on those things that align with your truth, and to just let everything else go by the wayside. Things that mimic you or things that are just not true, that we would really need to let go of. Just let it be, let it go. So I thank you, Lord, that you bring us to John 16:16. In a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me. And Jesus says to the disciples, he knew that they were wanting to ask him questions because he heard them talking about, what does he mean by saying that, in a little while you'll see me no more, and then after a little while you'll see me? What do they mean, a little while? The disciples say to each other, we don't understand what he's saying. Pfft. Been there. Jesus saw that they wanted to ask him about this, so he said to them, are you asking one another what I meant when I said, in a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me? And that's the end of verse 19 in chapter 16. And I'm just looking at this, and over the course of a couple of verses, the same phrase is repeated 3 times. In a little while, you'll see me no more, and then after a little while, you'll see me. He says it, and then it's printed again in the Bible that the disciples are saying it, and then it's printed a 3rd time in the Bible that Jesus is saying and repeating the question that they were asking him after they heard him talking. And I'm just looking at the framework of this dialogue. Why is this even in here? What are we getting out of this? And then later in the same chapter, it goes on to verse 25, where Jesus says, "Though I have been speaking figuratively, a time is coming when I will no longer use this kind of language, but I will tell you plainly about my Father. In that day, you will ask in my name. I am not saying that I will ask the Father on your behalf. No, the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and entered the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father." Verse 29, then Jesus' disciples said, "Now you are speaking clearly and without figures of speech. Now we can see that you know all things and that you do not even need to ask anyone your questions." Sorry, I said that wrong. "That you do not even need to have anyone ask you questions. This makes us believe that you came from God." And Jesus says, "You believe at last." And I just am wondering if there's a connection here between belief and understanding. And understanding and believing. That maybe those two things are closer than we think and we overcomplicate it. The world tells us that we have a right to an explanation. The world tells us that we have a right to ownership of a certain level of knowledge. And I guess I just don't know if I agree with that. I'm not sure if that's really entirely true. I think we have to look more quietly, more carefully, more sincerely at quiet time with God and invest in this relationship, as with any relationship, to sustain us. Sometimes we feel close, we feel like there's an understanding, and sometimes we don't. But even when we don't feel that way, we can still know and have faith. Real faith. Faith is not foolish. Faith is a real thing. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the very real thing. A gift that we need to hold on to and rely on, stand on, dwell in, abide in God's word, abide, be in this place with him, with the Bible, the first book of books ever created. Did you know the Bible is the template for what a book even is? Thank you, God, that your word is so multidimensional that we can come to you and ask you questions. We can sit with you and feel confused, but rest and know that you are the truth and you have us. That we don't have to know the answer in order to be okay. We don't have to know the answer in order to be okay. We can just be okay. It's normal to have feelings of confusion. And in those times, every time, God, I ask your Holy Spirit just to remind us, as you have today, the reliability, the sovereignty, the eternal the eternity of your word. That we have this thing, your word, that we can just reference, be in, sit with, and be okay, and be fully protected and shielded, and look up and look forward to your peace, your light, your life, your path that you have for each of us. Help us to just lift our eyes, lift our heads, straighten our backs, stick out our chests, relax our shoulders, and reach forward to you. To you and you alone, God. Help us to put you in front of everything, to seek you in front of everything. I thank you for this time. Please bless the listeners in Jesus' name. Amen.